Ernest Hemingway has died in Idaho. He was an old writer who did not write much anymore and who had been very sick recently. He had been in a hospital, and then he had had to go back, and after the last time he said, "All right, you win," speaking to someone or something ill-defined but with whom he had a long acquaintance, and he canceled his reservations for the bullfights in Spain in July. He had never missed one of those times before for this kind of reason. He just didn't feel well enough to go. He died by a shotgun wound in the head. There was absolutely no one around when the gun went off, and about the only thing you can say is that it could have been either way. And if the way he felt was that it could have been either way, then it really doesn't matter which way it was. When he died, he was married to his fourth wife, a woman with whom he seemed to get along very well. There's no indication in anything he ever wrote that he ever made a big and essential thing of women so far as his writing was concerned. He knew a good deal about the relations of men and women, and he told you a lot about it, but his attitude was mature and romantic, and maybe it seems a little dated to readers raised on the books of the last 10 years. No American in this century wrote as well. He said this kind of thing about writing. A writer can invent honestly out of his own experience in a truer way than any real experience can be. And a writer is either honest or not honest, as a woman is either chaste or not chaste. Toward the end, he thought of compromising, and maybe for our purposes, he found out you can be a little unchaste and not hurt the major status of your work. There is no mountain named Kilimanjaro in Idaho, but maybe there ought to be. After the funeral, maybe someone will think about it.